For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, trying to bring you a wide variety of really good information about your health. And we are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. I will be with you again next week interviewing Dr. Frederick Sutter on blending traditional and preventive alternative medicine in patient care. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com, and you can visit the site to hear previous radio shows and also visit the site or the store for expert advice on supplements and a wide variety of manufacturers as supplements and, as I said, advice in both places. So our topic today is children's nutrition with Sally Fallon, and we are going to talk expansively about the subject. Sally is a journalist, chef, nutrition researcher, homemaker, community activist, and the author of my favorite book to recommend, Nourishing Traditions, the cookbook that challenges politically correct nutrition and the diet dictocrats. And the book explains why animal fats and cholesterol are not villains, and we're going to talk about that with Sally on the show today. So, Sally, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Dana. It's lovely to be with you, and I'm very happy to talk about this really most urgent subject, the diet for our children.
Good. Let's get rolling. And I know you are an advocate of what I call preconception.
Yes. Yes.
So let's talk about it.
Well, as you know, I'm the founder of the Weston A. Price Foundation, and Weston Price was a dentist, actually, but an expert on nutrition, who studied so-called primitive peoples and their dietary habits and customs. And one of the things that he was so struck by was the emphasis on preconceptual nutrition. Unlike our own culture, which is we are very careless about how we bring children into the world, and then when something goes wrong, we blame it on what I call the two G's, germs and genes. But these traditional cultures understood that the health of their children was entirely their responsibility and that they needed to start eating special nutrient-dense foods. Excuse me. They needed to start eating special nutrient-dense foods before conception. Usually it was a six-month period of special feeding. And these special foods were the very high-fat, high-cholesterol foods that we're told not to eat today, especially things like organ meats, animal fats from grazing animals, butter and egg yolks from grass-fed animals. So, you know, the high-fat, high-cholesterol foods and certain types of seafoods, especially fish eggs, and they were very much considered a fertility food and a food that guaranteed healthy children. Shellfish was another one of these sacred foods that the people ate.
Well, the egg yolks, I know, have been the wise advice that for centuries. When you're pregnant or want to get pregnant, consume egg yolks.
Yes, absolutely. Well, it's, you know, the egg yolk is like, the egg is like a seed in a sense. And so it would have all the components necessary for fertility. We have science now to tell us a lot more about egg yolks and these other types of foods that we've been talking about. They are very rich in choline and very rich in cholesterol. And far from being you know, bad things for us. The choline and cholesterol are absolutely critical, number one, for fertility, but for making connections in the brain, for the intellectual development of our children. And the egg yolks and the fish eggs and the organ meats, you know, the liver pate or however you want to eat them, need to start before conception so that your body is prepared when conception happens. The formation of the organs starts almost immediately, and by the time you're pregnant, the heart has already formed. And if you're not properly nourished during those first few weeks when you don't even know you're pregnant, things can go wrong.
Well, thank you for emphasizing this critical period of time. There is a current study on preventing autism, mm-hmm. and it dealt with a very simple aspect. It did not deal with diet. It just looked at how women supplemented before, during, mm-hmm. pregnancy, mm-hmm. and what they found, a significant decrease in the risk for autism in the women who improved their nutritional intake through supplements 3 months before getting pregnant through 1 to 2 months after being pregnant. Critical period of time, which I think you knew, I knew,
yeah.
you know, people in our field knew. This is when it counts
the
most.
It's no good starting your prenatal, what they call them, prenatal vitamins. Well, I guess that's before birth, not before conception. They should call them preconceptual vitamins because
yes.
they need to. You need to prepare for pregnancy beforehand. And that's good in all kinds of ways. Now, another really critical nutrient is vitamin A. And vitamin A, we now know, is the concert master for fetal development. Vitamin A is what gives the stem cells their marching orders and tells them how to differentiate. And it's absolutely critical for preventing birth defects. And we recommend vitamin A-rich foods like liver and cod liver oil in the context with vitamin D because those two vitamins need to go together. And once again, if we take the example of the heart, if the heart does not get the right signals from the vitamin A, the stem cells don't get the right signals for making heart cells, things can go wrong, and either the woman has a miscarriage or the baby is born with a defect in the heart.
You know, that's interesting to know because that's new news. I love it. On the show, we have lots of new tidbits for people, and that's a new one, Sally.
Well, and we're very concerned, and we've Dr. Enig, when she was still writing with me, and I have written extensively about vitamin A and the tragedy that it is considered toxic for pregnant women when it is the critical vitamin for preventing birth defects. What we found is that as long as you have adequate vitamin D, with the vitamin A, there's no toxicity. So these need to come together in foods like pate, fish eggs, butter, egg yolks, and cod liver oil.
So pate, fish oil, cod liver oil,
well,
egg yolks.
Yeah, pate, organ meats, butter, egg yolks. I would not say fish oils because they don't necessarily contain A and D.
Right. Mm-hmm. The cod liver oil does.
Yes.
Excellent advice. And it is interesting, most people worry about the birth defects from excess vitamin A, and I teach a course called Preconception uh-huh. to Postnatal, and they don't realize that vitamin A deficiency
yes.
causes a lot of birth defects.
There is an article on our website called Vitamin A for Fetal Development, and it discusses all the studies that looked at vitamin A and birth defects. And there was one that found an association. That study was highly criticized in the literature as being poorly organized and poorly carried out and poorly analyzed. And it contradicts several studies that show that vitamin A is associated with fewer birth defects.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
So if you just Google vitamin A for fetal development, you would find that article.
Good. Mm-hmm. Good. Any other tidbits?
Well, calcium is very important, and you know we take the very controversial position that we should be drinking raw milk or eating raw cheese. So I would if where the in places where they can get raw milk, we recommend a quart of raw milk a day during pregnancy. and lactation, or 7 to 8 ounces of raw cheese.
So that's 7 to 8 ounces of raw cheese or a quart
of raw milk.
Mm-hmm. And it's more available. I know in Maryland it's not. I know the Amish do carry it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's quite interesting. A survey, CDC did a survey of raw milk drinking in the United States. They found that 3%, it was a very high number. We were so surprised. 3% of the population in the United States drinks raw milk, and in Maryland it was 3%. So this raw milk has to be coming from somewhere, and most likely from Pennsylvania. But it's to Maryland, this is kind of a side subject, but it's to Maryland's detriment that they don't allow it because it really hurts farmers in Maryland.
It certainly does.
Mm-hmm. But raw cheese is available everywhere, and that is a wonderful food and a very important food for pregnant women.
Good, mm-hmm. good. Well, let's keep rolling. What else do we want to talk
about?
Well,
another thing I think is very important is for moms to get their gut flora right before they get pregnant, but certainly before they give birth. We are just learning so much about what happens during the birth process. During the birth process, the baby is colonized with the mother's gut flora. And if this is good, beneficial flora, the baby will get a wonderful start in life. If she has a lot of candida or gut dysbiosis, the baby gets a very poor start in life. And poor gut flora is now associated with autism and learning disabilities and behavior problems because the gut flora, when they're healthy, produce feel-good chemicals for the child and allow the child to be calm. So that means what I call lacto-fermented foods. That's the old-fashioned sauerkraut, the old-fashioned pickles. All these recipes are in my book, Nourishing Traditions. Coconut oil is also very helpful for reestablishing a healthy gut flora.
Excellent. I call it the wonder food.
Yeah, the wonder food. And, you know, if the mother has had a lot of antibiotics, of course, they play havoc with the gut flora. It is very important for her to reestablish good gut flora really before she becomes pregnant. So that's part of that preparation for pregnancy.
Yes, and a lot of people think that when they have the commercial foods, they're getting sufficient amounts. I talk about a goal for probiotic count somewhere in the trillions, like the national debt.
Yeah.
When people hear billions, they think that's a lot. But that's what people get. They get huge amounts when they have the naturally homemade fermented
Absolutely.
Foods.
And you may have heard of this study that just came out, which found that in one small serving of sauerkraut, there were trillions of colony-forming units of good bacteria. There were more in one small serving, you know, just in the cup of your hand, like a quarter of a cup, than there would be in a whole bottle of probiotic pills.
Fabulous.
And traditional cultures ate these pickled foods, these lacto-fermented foods or beverages every day with their meals, and so they were always supporting the colonization of the intestinal tract with good bacteria, and that's something we need to get back to doing.
We sure do, and we're going to talk more about this in the next segment. And listeners, if you just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the day, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more interesting information from Sally Fallon.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. Committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. The show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. And I'm Dana Lake. I alternate the show with my co-host, Dr. Kevin Passaro. And we do try to bring you a lot of good information all about you and your health. And we are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. I will be back with you next Sunday discussing with Dr. Frederick Sutter, blending traditional and preventive alternative medicine in patient care. That will be very interesting, and today's show is particularly interesting. We're talking with Sally Fallon, journalist, chef, nutrition researcher, homemaker, and community activist, and the author of Nourishing Traditions, the cookbook that challenges politically correct nutrition. And I wanted to say that Sally is also founding president of the Weston A. Price Foundation. So let's keep our conversation going.
Okay. Well, I just, you know, you're saying challenges the diet dictocrats. I think we really must challenge the diet dictocrats when it comes to their recommendations for pregnant women. They are an absolute disaster, Dana. The recommendations are to avoid fats, to eat, you know, skim milk, low-fat foods, and whatever you do, don't use butter and animal fats. And these are the very fats we need, first of all, for fertility, to get pregnant, and then these are the fats that we should be eating while we're pregnant for two reasons. One is because they're the fats that contain the kind of fats that your body wants and needs. And secondly, because these fats are the carriers of the critical vitamins for fetal growth. A, D, and K are found in the animal fats. So the diet of the pregnant woman should be high in good traditional animal fats like butter, lard, goose fat, duck fat. All of these are wonderful, stable, healthy, vitamin-rich fats. And then to avoid what I call the industrial oils, either the liquid oils or the margarines and spreads. In either form, liquid or hard, these oils are a disaster, and we know that they have very negative effects on the fetus and the growing child. They interfere with learning ability. They interfere with growth. Even a tiny bit of trans fats in the diet of the mother will interfere with visual acuity in the developing child. And, you know, the industry claims it's gotten the trans fats out of food, but they're still there. They're definitely there in smaller amounts, but they are still there. There's even trans fats in the liquid vegetable oils because these oils go through a deodorization process which creates trans fats. So even if you're using canola oil and you think it's trans-free, trans fat free, I guarantee you. There's some trans fats in there.
You're on my favorite subject, and I went to the University of Maryland in the same program that Mary Enig got her PhD from. And so this is such a compelling story about the trans fats. And I know Mary had excellent data on the fact that when we gave up eggs, lard, butter, and saturated fats, when they declined significantly and we replaced them with trans fats, this is when we saw heart disease take a leap and developmental delays, because the trans blocks the DHA.
Oh, the very interesting. Well, it blocks a lot of things. Trans, you know, the way I like to explain it is that the liquid vegetable oils, which are rancid and, you know, full of free radicals, they cause uncontrolled reactions in the body. And the trans fats, which have been artificially manipulated to create a synthetic molecule, they inhibit reactions in the body. They inhibit receptors. They inhibit enzymes from working. We know for a fact that trans fats inhibit the formation of sex hormones, and they inhibit the formation of adrenal cortex hormones. I mean, basically the hormones that direct everything going on in your body are inhibited by the trans fats.
Yes, their inhibition is widespread. Have any states actually banned trans fats?
They may have been banned in restaurants in New York. I'm not quite sure what happened there. Now, to be fair, Dana, we did some analyses of common foods recently. We published an article in the Wise Traditions, the journal of the Weston A. Price Foundation, and we did find a little bit of trans fats in the food, but not anything like what they used to have in the food. So the industry has, you know, taken, you know, paid attention here. What is really ironic is what they're doing, instead of partially hydrogenating the oils, they're fully hydrogenating them to make saturated fats. So there's a lot more saturated fats in these processed foods now. It doesn't mean they're good for you, because, you know, there's going to be a lot of chemicals and stuff. But it kind of begs the question, why not just use natural saturated fats if the industry has started using industrially made saturated fats?
So let's go on with what not to eat when you're planning on pregnancy. And really, it should be all the time, but we're focusing on pre-pregnancy, preconception.
Yeah. Well, you want to avoid the industrial oils. You want to avoid sugar in all its forms and guises. I mean, sugar is like number one nutrient depleter of in the world, and that includes high fructose corn syrup, of course, and new ones like agave and yacon syrup. These are made in just the same way as high fructose corn syrup. And I never want to tell someone you can't have sweet things. We say use natural sweeteners like maple syrup or honey in moderation, strict moderation. You never want to feel in your diet that you're absolutely depriving yourself. But you want to get rid of the industrial sweeteners as well as the industrial fats and oils. And then all of the additives, particularly MSG, which is pretty much in all processed foods. It really means that you need to cook your own foods.
And
it's something that you should get in the habit of doing anyway, because you want to prepare your children's foods. You don't want to start your child out on processed foods.
Well, there's a good article that the American Academy of Pediatrics actually put out after a study of the studies on preservatives in foods, and they concluded that the preservatives that are common in most of the commercial foods that children consume do contribute to learning disabilities, ADHD, et cetera.
I'm sure that's true. And even things like tantrums and violent behavior, MSG. There is one theory that MSG has contributed to the great increase in violent behavior that we've seen. I think someone should do a study on what all these serial killers and, people who've killed a lot of people at one time, what they were eating before it happened. You know, this latest incident in Colorado, the guy lived on junk food from the Quickie Mart.
Yeah, this is my thoughts too, Sally. Every time I see this happen, I wonder, what was the lifestyle like? What was the diet like?
Yes, yes.
And it's not to say that the diet, you know, the diet deviations are going to make people violent, but if there's this predisposition, diet is the tipping factor, the tipping point.
And, you know, let's face it, the way your child behaves will determine whether you have a good experience with bringing up children or a bad experience. And when you have a child that is off the wall, can't sit still, always whining, always crying, or always hitting, pulling, you know, hair and being destructive, it's not just hard on the mother, it is hard on the entire family. And we have such wonderful reports of how well behaved the children are that from the mothers who eat in our according to our guidelines. These children are cheerful and they're easy to discipline and they're good at school. They're affectionate, and it makes bringing up children just an absolute joy. Unfortunately, it's really this younger generation that's taking the brunt of the mistakes that we've made with our food supply. And as you know, Dana, there is just a tragic epidemic of disease and learning disorders in our children today.
Oh, it defies the imagination.
It really does. I mean, just to give you one little example, 40% of the children in Chicago schools were on inhalers when they did a study of that.
Wow.
And inhalers, you know, the side effects of inhalers include weak bones and stunted growth. And they can actually kill you. People die from inhalers every year. So, and then the learning disorders and the autism and the, you know, behavior disorders, and it just gets worse and worse.
And we talk about this on the show, and mm-hmm. I know you're familiar with it, this epigenetic factor, that what one generation does affects multiple generations.
It absolutely does.
Down the line. And so each generation is coming into the world more challenged and less
more
able
damaged,
to.
More damaged.
Yes.
And what it is, it's not actually the genes that are affected, it's the expression of the genes.
Yes.
I always like to emphasize in my talks that everyone has a perfect blueprint. This is what we see in the traditional cultures, the optimal expression of that blueprint, that means superb health, a beautiful broad face, naturally straight teeth, no health problems, and good strong musculature and strong tall bodies. All of that is in our genes and needs to be unlocked in a way by having the right diet.
Yes.
And if a diet is wrong, these genes cannot express themselves. It's like you have a blueprint for a house, but you build the house with poor building materials, so you can't build the house according to the blueprint.
Very well said. I like your analogies. I love analogies myself. I see us, I talk about that we're mutating generations of children, and people are starting to pay attention because of this huge increase in autism and learning disabilities and hyperactivity. So that
well,
helps.
It can be reversed
yes.
sometimes in one generation, sometimes in several generations. I certainly reversed it in my own children. I had to wear braces growing up, and I had a lot of health problems, allergies and fatigue, and my own children, none of them needed braces. None of them had the health problems like the allergies that I had growing up. So now I have a very strong prescription for my contact lenses. My children all needed glasses, but a less strong prescription. So hopefully if they follow these guidelines in the next generation, the children will have perfect eyesight. Both my parents had naturally straight teeth and perfect eyesight. And I can remember my father at the dinner table saying, "I just don't understand it. Your mom and I didn't need braces. We didn't need glasses. How come all you kids need braces and glasses?"
Yes. Very good question.
You know, it can't be the genes that they don't change in one generation.
That's right.
So he was asking the right questions, and that question stayed with me, you know, all my life. And I've really dedicated myself to answering that question.
Well, that's good, and we're going to talk more about this. We've got a lot more information, and if you've just tuned in, this is the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more information from Sally Fallon on children's health, preconception, postnatal, and throughout childhood and adulthood. So it's forever. Hang it with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. And I will be here again next Sunday morning. We'll be interviewing Dr. Frederick Sutter on blending traditional and preventive alternative medicine in patient care. So that will be exciting. But as I said before, we've got a very interesting guest, Sally Fallon, and she's a journalist, chef, nutrition researcher, homemaker, community activist, and the author of my favorite cookbook, Nourishing Traditions, a cookbook that challenges politically correct nutrition and the diet dictocrats. So we've been talking about that and the Weston A. Price Foundation, which Sally co-founded. So let's keep our conversation going.
Well, let's move on, Dana. Of course, this diet that we recommend. Well, first, let me say this. If you go to WestonAPrice.org, which is our website, that's WestonAPrice.org, and in the Google search, just put diet for pregnant women. You'll come to our diet with explanation and links and things. And we also sell a fridge magnet with the diet for pregnant women, what to eat and what to avoid.
Great.
So you might be interested in that. It's just $3. So that diet continues while you're pregnant. It continues while you're breastfeeding. And I just can't stress enough the importance of special feeding while you're breastfeeding. You know, if you're eating trans fat, fats while you're breastfeeding, those trans fats come out into your milk. And they also reduce the fat content of your milk so your baby won't be as satisfied. So there's lots of very important reasons to continue this diet while you're breastfeeding. But what I want to hone in on now is all the wrong advice that's given for weaning foods. You know, babies today, first of all, they're started too soon. They're started just a couple months on cereals. And this is the absolute worst thing to give to a baby. The baby's gut and enzyme systems are not mature enough to handle the cereals. The cereals are very difficult to digest. And as a result of feeding cereals to babies so early, we have an epidemic of celiac disease and digestive problems today.
Yes.
And we end up with children who can't tolerate any wheat, and that is a terrible punishment for a child in our wheat-centered society. What we need to do is create healthy guts and withhold the hard-to-digest foods until the guts are fully formed, and then prepare those foods carefully so that they're easy to digest, so that when baby reaches, you know, a childhood, he can handle all of these foods instead of having to be told no and be on a restrictive diet, which is hard for the child and very hard for the parents. So anyway, there's some foods that should be delayed at least a year, maybe even 2 years. One of them is grains, and the other one is egg whites, which are very hard to digest. But early foods, and we're talking about probably at 6 months, a very robust baby who seems hungry, you could start at 4 months. But about 6 months, all traditional cultures started giving solid food, and usually the food was liver. And the liver provides iron. This is a time when baby's iron supplies are getting low and there's not adequate iron in mother's milk. So that's when you start with what we mainly recommend, a little chicken liver puree. And we also start egg yolks at this time. And the egg yolks provide iron and they provide choline for baby's brain and plenty of good cholesterol and vitamins A and D and so forth. I have a wonderful little video of my grandson getting his first liver pate.
Good.
And he's just kicking with joy. He just loved it. So, banana is another good food, easy to digest food for baby, ripe banana. And then if you start making babies food, which you should, meats and liver are the best foods for baby. If you do vegetables, they should be pureed with some butter or cream, which helps baby digest them.
Excellent. Something that people have neglected. I'm a butter advocate and was as a child before I even knew it was the right thing to do.
Yeah, you just know instinctively it's a wonderful food. I know I need my butter too. You know, one of the things that we find in our babies that are fed this way according to our guidelines, where the mothers have a good diet while they're breastfeeding and then, you know, delay solid food till at least 4 months, probably 6 months, these babies sleep well.
Yes.
And, you know, the whole books have been written about how to get baby to sleep, and they advocate things like letting a tiny infant cry it out in his crib, and all this can be solved with good diet. And our babies mothers have adequate fat in their milk or are getting adequate fat in their diet, they sleep through the night around 7 weeks.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree with you. Can you go over the basics of what is a healthy diet, especially in pregnancy?
Okay, so, I should have it in front of me, but it's a quart of raw milk or 5 to 6 ounces of raw cheese every day, meat every day, one egg and at least one extra yolk every day, fresh vegetables served with butter or cream, fresh fruit in season, some coconut oil every day, lacto-fermented foods every day, and let's see, there's something else I'm missing.
Well, I think the important thing is that we use organic foods and that it's a clean diet.
Yeah, and cod liver oil. And plenty of butter in the diet. So that's the diet for the pregnant women. And then the avoid list, you know, as you say, it gets longer and longer. It includes industrial oils, refined sweeteners, refined flours, MSG and other additives, any kind of drugs. You know, here's another thing, Dana. When I was having my children, people still remembered thalidomide.
Yes.
And the doctor said, no drugs during pregnancy. We just don't know. And all I am just floored by what's happening today, the drugs that are being given to pregnant women, antibiotics and vaccinations, and you know, there's just no caution anymore with the pregnant women.
You know, it's odd that we recommended removing thimerosal, the mercury preservative, for infant vaccinations, but allowed it in pregnant women.
In the flu shots and the Rogam shots.
Yes.
Loaded with thimerosal, or at least it was.
I think it's supposed to be thimerosal-free, but then that's that tricky term.
Yeah.
They're allowed to have a minimal amount.
And when they reduce the thimerosal or the mercury, they use more aluminum, which is also neurotoxic. So I just would caution pregnant mothers, you know, just say no to all of these drugs and use your good nutrition to stay well.
Well, now we know that just taking one of the antidepressants, one of the SSRIs, can increase the risk for autism significantly.
Oh, is that right? Yeah.
Thought to be okay before.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we are experimenting. We are the experimental rats and mice.
Right.
In this great experiment of changing, of industrializing the food supply.
Yes, yes. And really, the tragic consequences are only showing up now. You know, my generation, so I was born in 1948, that was just the time when the food supply was changing. And we were kind of coasting on the good nutrition of the pre-World War generations. And that coasting has come to a grinding halt now. There's no more nutrition in the bank.
Yes.
And the children we're seeing today, born today, starting with very thin faces, all needing orthodontics, plagued with asthma, allergies, gut problems, digestive problems. We have babies with GERD now.
Yes.
I shouldn't laugh, but and then the behavior problems, learning disabilities, and the autism.
Yes. Uh-huh. It is indeed a tragedy. The MSG you mentioned before, and I just wanted to reemphasize that with other preservatives and additives, it's an excitotoxin.
Yes, and excites brain cells, especially in the very young who don't have a good blood-brain barrier. And, you know, MSG is not labeled.
Yes.
It usually hides under something called hydrolyzed protein or autolyzed yeast, anything that's been hydrolyzed, autolyzed, you know, extracted, that's going to contain MSG. Basically, all processed foods contain MSG. They would taste terrible if they didn't have MSG in them.
That's right. And as I explained to people, it isn't a flavor enhancer. It changes the brain's perception of flavor.
Yes.
And it's the first addicting drug. That's what I like to call it.
By the way, I think we should say something about salt, because I am very concerned about this push to get people to cut back their salt. It's very important for pregnant women to have salt. Salt is necessary for digestion, but it's also an activator for the formation of glial cells in the brain. So it's very important for neurological development. And nursing women should be consuming salt, and baby's food should taste slightly salty. A little bit of salt should be added to baby's food. I've been working with Dr. Morton Satin of the Salt Institute. And he points out that in 1900, our salt consumption was double what it is today. The minimum requirement for salt in an adult human is a teaspoon and a half. And that's probably about what most of us eat every day. But the government is recommending that we get it down to half a teaspoon. And they're going to do this, the food companies are going to do this with this Siminex salt substitute, which excites the salt taste bud but doesn't provide the salt. And so it's very similar to MSG. It's an excitotoxin.
Well, isn't that interesting? Because that's the problem with the artificial sweeteners. They give the sweet taste without giving the body what it is used to. The body is
what
used to natural.
Yes.
Yeah, natural sugars.
And you end up actually, ironically, with more obesity because people are, the body's saying, well, I was not satisfied with that thing
Eat
you put
more.
In your mouth. And I want more. And same with the salt substitutes. Your body absolutely needs salt. And if it's tasting salt but not getting it, it's going to crave more and more food till it gets the salt it needs.
Well, I read the Brewer's book right from the start, and they were the ones that first, I think it was about three decades ago, made me aware of the importance of salt and that
yeah.
salt restriction is a shortcut to toxemia.
Yes, yes, and protein restriction.
Yes.
And, you know, we really should say something about vegan diets now. I know that... makes people upset, but I just warn young women against vegan diets and even vegetarian diets. That is not the way to prepare for having a healthy baby, and we have studies in the literature showing developmental problems, bone problems, even rickets in offspring of vegetarian and vegan parents.
Yes, my sentiments exactly. And we're going to come back after this brief break for our final segment.
Okay.
And those who have tuned in, you're listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500. I'm Dana Lake, your host, and the show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be back with Sally Fallon. More information on healthy diets, the Weston A. Price Foundation, and what's good for our kids.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary, and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back to today's final segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. And I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. We're here every Sunday morning, 10 AM is the time, and I'll be with you again next Sunday, interviewing Frederick Sutter on blending traditional and preventive alternative medicine in patient care. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com, and you can visit the site to hear previous radio shows. Today, our guest has been Sally Fallon, and we've been talking about the Weston A. Price Foundation, her book, Nourishing Traditions, and she's also an editor, and she's the co-founder of the Weston A. Price Foundation. And I just wanted you to know, Sally, that my introduction to this aspect of nutrition was through Weston A. Price.
Oh, wonderful. Yes.
Many years ago. And I bought his book and read it through and through. I was a dental hygienist.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, his book, Nutrition and Physical Degeneration, has inspired so many people in the field of health, and I highly recommend it to your listeners, especially anyone contemplating having children. It's called Nutrition and Physical Degeneration. You can order it from Amazon. It's always been in print since he wrote it in 1945.
And you know what? It was new then, and it's still new to a lot of people now.
Well, that's why we founded the Weston A. Price Foundation. We just felt that it was urgent. I mean, we are at the 11th hour with our health here in this country. It was urgent to get his message out to as many people as we can. And the Weston A. Price Foundation is now at 15,000 members, so we are getting this message out. I invite your members, your listeners, to become members. We publish a quarterly journal, and we have lots of educational information for people regarding babies and children. We have that fridge magnet, of course, with the diet for pregnant women, but we also have a very good reprint called The Healthy Baby Issue, and you can order that from our website online, and it discusses pregnancy diets, weaning foods, breastfeeding, discusses the subject of vaccinations, it discusses child spacing. That was another thing that Dr. Price found in traditional cultures. It was considered shameful to have a child more than once every 3 years, and people really did allow the mother to recover her nutritional stores before having another baby. So all of that is in that healthy baby issue. There's also an article on the GAPS diet for autistic children, and just a wealth of information there.
Well, thank you. And that's WestonAPrice.org.
Yes.
WestonAPrice.org.
There's a whole section called Children's Health. There's an article on baby's first foods, how to make baby food. There's a whole series of articles by a wonderful nutritionist named Jan Albritton about bringing up children naturally.
Well, that's good advice. So in this final segment, what else do you want to cover, Sally?
Well, let's take the child as he gets older. You know, you're getting into your first and second year. If you introduce the foods properly and in the right order, you'll end up with a child who's got a good digestive system and is a very adventurous eater. I'm amazed at the things my grandson will eat. And his first food was liver puree. So he loves his cod liver oil. He grabs the syringe and licks it and sometimes asks for a second one. So you'll grow up with a child who has a very adventurous palate and who's really fun to eat with. And I think that's important. We have so many picky eaters today, children who will only eat one or two foods. I think it's extremely important to really minimize the sugar and white flour in their diets, keep them off the junk food, and give them healthy snacks, even if it's just as simple as a chunk of cheese. That's a healthy snack for a baby or a growing child.
Yes, it is. And I've had the same experience you had. We did not have the terrible twos, and I kept waiting for something to happen and waiting for behaviors that I was told we'd see in four-year-olds and six-year-olds, and now they're in their 40s, and I still haven't seen. But what I found, too, is my children ate everything.
Yes.
Because that's what they were used to. They were used to real foods and not the snacks.
Right.
So it's interesting. It does change the appetite, the behavior. Their
yes.
sleeping was wonderful.
Yes, yes. And they're good students. I mean, I never had to worry about my children in school. I do think it's important for parents to be in charge of their children's food. I cringe when I hear mothers with their kids in the shopping cart saying, "What do you want to eat tonight?" That is not a decision to leave to the children. And children want authority in that time of their lives anyway. They're too young to make those decisions. So you decide what they eat. And I think three meals a day, three hearty meals a day is what children should be used to and know that that's when they eat, not between meals. Very important for children. We're getting into school age now. They need to start off with a healthy breakfast. That's eggs and bacon, eggs and sausage, or oatmeal with butter or cream, something that's really solid for them to get a good start in the day.
And that makes all the difference. The snacking, as you know, is the hypoglycemic tendency and weak adrenals
yes.
from the chronic intake of a breakfast that's the cold cereal or a bagel or a donut.
Yeah. Yeah.
These kids lose IQ points.
They lose IQ points. They fall behind in the whole race of life, if you want to put it that way. And, you know, what I like to say is that every one of us has a birthright of physical perfection and a keen, well-functioning mind. And it's really up to the parents to make sure that children attain that birthright.
I like the way you say that. It's very important. Any final tidbits? We've given a lot of information. People will want to listen to this over and over, but any final pieces?
Well, I would say animal fats and animal foods are your best friends. You want pasture-based, and we do publish a shopping guide which provides resources for all of these types of foods, where to find them. We also have over 500 chapters worldwide. If you go to westonaprice.org and click on Find Local Chapter, your local chapter keeps a list of where to get the foods we're talking about, which farms in the area sell grass-fed eggs, for example. And you'd be surprised. There's a lot of these foods available in the Washington, D.C. area.
You know, that's good advice because mm-hmm. people do want this. If they're not able to grow their own food, they need the access.
They need the access. Everyone should have a farmer, you know, that they buy their food from and a source for good pasture-based animal foods. Not only because they're richer in nutrients, but they'll be lower in the antibiotics or hopefully not have any at all. So the other thing I would say about the chapter leaders is many of them do put on potlucks and cooking classes, and they're probably a very good resource for you if you're new to all of this.
Excellent. Cooking classes are so needed. Well, Sally, I'm so glad you joined us today and shared with us your information.
I'm pretty passionate about this subject, as you can see. Now that I'm becoming a grandmother, I'm so proud of my daughter because she's been even better than I have as a mother. She's had more knowledge. She had more knowledge about how to feed him at the beginning And you can just see the results in the children.
Yes, I feel the same way. I'm impressed. One of my daughter-in-laws grows her herbs through the winter.
Oh, good.
Uses them. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
And the organic is the way they have all chosen to go and understanding the need for pasture-fed. So thank you for sharing your wealth of information.
Thank you for having me, Dana. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Oh, same here.
Okay.
And thank you, listeners, for joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM. You can access the show or any previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. And please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.